Welcome to Geek and Beast Radio. Today is going to be the spoiler-filled version of Stranger Things.
Haven't watched it all yet.
Beware, there are spoilers.
Yeah, lots of spoilers. We'll ruin the whole thing for you if you haven't watched it.
We're recapping the whole season, so it's really
go watch it right now.
Yes, watch it. And then we talk a little bit about Eldritch Moon, the new Magic the Gathering set that just came out not too long ago.
Yep.
And how we're not the happiest with it, but we'll get into that. And we talked about...
my first Stone Age.
Yes. Really awesome game for
really
kids.
Really fun kids game. Talk about that later.
And yes.
That's pretty much it. So... Yep.
Please enjoy. This is episode number 14 of Geek and Beast Radio. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Not so, recording.
Stranger Things. What did you want to talk about?
Everything. Let's just start at the beginning of the show and just recap everything. So this is going to be the spoiler-filled edition of the podcast talking about Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen all of it yet...
Go away. And
and go watch
it. If you have Netflix, go watch it. If you don't have Netflix, you can go on YouTube and watch the first 8 minutes of it, and then you'll go and subscribe to Netflix immediately.
Because yes, because it's awesome. It's you're really getting a pen cap.
I dropped the pen cap. This is why we don't podcast in our dining room.
Well, it's nicer than the...
The office.
Office next to the really loud furnace.
Well, the thing's on anyway.
It's okay.
Now the dogs are going to start woofing.
No.
Okay, so Stranger Things. I don't know. Like, it started out really good, and it was so much more than I thought. Because if you watch the trailers, I thought it was just going to be, like, I don't know. I don't know what I thought.
It looked like a really campy 80s, you know, thriller horror movie.
You knew that the kid had gone missing, and... I guess from the trailers, I actually thought that the first kid goes missing and then the other three, like, join him in, like, some other world or something where there's magic. That's kind of what I thought was going to happen, but
yeah,
that's not what happened at all.
No,
because that's what I got from, I was like, okay, so this kid's gone and these other kids, do they end up joining him wherever he is and they do things? I don't know. That's what it seemed like it was supposed to be to me, watching the trailers, when you had no idea what it was supposed to be, because they didn't want to... I don't think they could give anything away.
No, they couldn't, and that was good.
Yeah. I mean, the show starts out, and there's a scientist, and there's a monster that off-screen, like, eats him, and...
You don't have any inclination of that from the trailer?
No.
It's just... Like I said, it sounds like a... campy 80s horror movie where some kid goes missing. And
it almost looks kind of lame from the trailer.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I'd like it or not. I thought, oh, I'll give it a chance.
Yeah.
And
that
then,
was good.
And then that first episode, you watch it and you're like, oh my god, this is so much more than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I mean,
there's so much more.
The whole concept of the show really makes you think in a sci-fi nerd way.
Yeah, like the first
really
episode,
awesome.
you have a monster that, like, off-screen killed someone. You don't know what it looks like. You have, like, a mystery lab, which is always bad.
Yeah.
It's like a massive dynamic fringe feel.
Yep.
And then you have Eleven, where she demonstrates her superpowers right away in that episode.
Yeah.
First stopping the fan and then killing people.
Yep.
So we saw her powers, and then we saw the kid go missing from the monster thing again. And we literally saw him go missing, which was totally different than the scientist who was, like, eaten.
Yeah, it looked like the scientist was violently eaten, and the kid just vanished.
Disappeared, literally. And, like, there was just so much in that first episode where you're like, whoa. Not to mention, like, that you were, it was so much character building already.
Yeah, it really was. And, like you see everything right away, which you said, it's crazy. Like, the giant, like, the gate.
Yeah.
You see this giant growing thing that looks so like the vault you. Monster from
and,
Borderlands.
Like, you already like the characters, and, like, you like the kids already. In episode one, you're already liking them.
And they're playing D&D. That's amazing.
I know. And then you have Hopper, who you're like, I don't know what your deal is. I think you're just an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, it just made him seem like an asshole.
Yeah. I can't believe how much his character changed that first episode.
I didn't like him at all until he started, like, at least halfway through the season, where he started punching people. And I was like, okay, I like you now. I really like you.
Then you realize he's all in on this, trying to figure this out, you know?
Yeah.
Because at first he's just like, okay, whatever.
Go through
emotions.
This
is a small town. Nothing ever happens here. It's like, just leave me alone. I just want to be sad and drink.
Yeah, definitely. Which is, it's so good. Oh, loved it.
Yeah, it was like such a great show.
Like, I mean, he's a great actor too. Like,
yeah,
I just,
he does a really
like
good
everyone
job.
On the show did so good.
Yeah, they
it's
did
really,
a really
easy
good job.
To just say like everyone's talking about like Winona and then the kids, but like everyone did awesome.
But honestly, if Millie Bobby Brown doesn't win every award for 11, there's something wrong because.
Well, I feel like Netflix is getting the shaft with awards this year.
Because
all of a sudden, Orange is the New Black isn't nominated for anything after winning how many awards? And then this year, they're like, nope, nothing. That just seems weird.
I know what you mean. It's like they're getting snubbed. But
yeah.
But, I mean, that kid, she did such a good job.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to take away from the other kids, too, because they were really good, but they were all playing kids. She was playing a very serious, very tough role because she couldn't didn't have dialogue.
She had like no dialogue. She's
like hardly any dialogue.
She did her expressions.
She had to do all the emotion with her face, and she could go from the terrified little puppy dog like cowering in the corner to a total badass like destroying people with her mind.
Yeah, totally.
And it was amazing just to watch her work. It was so good.
I feel like her Eleven's character was so good because, like, first of all, she's a kid. And I feel like most, like, because, like, you know, she's like a hero. The hero of the story. And I feel like most heroes are adults and they have that, like, it's not black and white with adults. It's there's so much gray area where it's like Daredevil syndrome,
exactly.
Where it's like,
yes.
Okay, well, do I kill that person? Do I try to have them like just detained? Or like there's so much gray area with adults, but for her, it's these people are good, these people are bad. That's it.
Yep.
Kill the bad people, get rid of them. They're trying to kill my friends, and that's it. There's no gray area for her because she is a kid. She goes, oh, these people are bad. Bye. Like, these people are good, I'll do anything to protect them.
Yeah, she just has just a clear-cut understanding of
because
that.
Because she's
and
just
great.
A kid, she doesn't have that.
But she's also, like, she's been sheltered from the world so much that she really doesn't know. Like, I love when she goes into the store because she's hungry and she steals all the Eggos.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, stop, you have to pay for those. She looks at him and she's like, mouth breather.
Yeah, I know. So good.
And then, like, destroys the doors as she walks out. And
everyone's saying amazing. That it was such a missed opportunity because the guy should have said, let go of my ego.
Oh, yes. That would have been perfect.
Yeah. But, I like, and then you see, like, she didn't like that guy.
No.
And she was breaking the rules. But to her, it was just survival. And
yeah.
But she didn't kill him. She just had him... like, have sustained minor injuries from running into plate glass door.
Well, he didn't even get hurt from it. The door just slammed so hard that it shattered in front of him, and it just, like, scared the crap out of him.
Okay,
you know?
I thought it, like, he ran into it. Okay.
No, slammed the door so hard.
Yeah.
And no, she wasn't. I don't think she would have killed him
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, she won't. Like, all of her powers, she uses them, like, the way she should. Like, with the bully, she made him pee himself, which is just... hilarious. Yep. It's like so appropriate for that situation. She could have easily killed him because she was pissed, but she didn't.
Well, no, she wasn't.
Yeah.
She wasn't. She's only going to kill the people that are putting them in mortal danger.
I know, but showing that she has degrees and she understands how to take care of the situation. And then even when he tried to kill, tried to kill Mike and tried.
Yeah, because there was the bullying going on in school where she made him pee his pants, and that was sufficient for that situation. And then he showed up with a knife, so then she had to get more fierce, and she broke his arm.
Yeah. And people are wondering if that kid, because, he's basically already a psychopath, if he's going to be a problem next season. But I feel like he won't be, because...
No, I think he's probably going to run away.
And the cops probably know the situation now. Yeah. Because, I mean, they're friends with Hopper, the kids, and they probably, that kid's not going to get away with anything now.
Well, I don't know if... I don't think Hopper's going to talk to them about anything important. As far as the situation. Yeah,
we don't know what his deal is.
Those two cops were basically playing like idiot cops.
Oh, yeah.
They were just like, oh, well, what happened? And, yeah. They were just kind of the stooge cops
in the background.
They didn't really, and they fit in with the rest of the town that had the same attitude.
Did they say that he used to live in the city? Yeah, he did. He was a city cop before.
Yeah.
And then he lived out there and then he just never left.
I think he was actually a detective.
Yeah.
So that's why he was all...
Because when he found his friend that committed suicide, was staged to commit suicide, they said...
Yeah.
They said, oh, the missing kid and a suicide, this must be, your old job and in the city. And he's like, well, they weren't my friends then.
Yeah, right.
So, that's super... And it didn't take him long to figure out that they staged a suicide and everything, too.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because, I mean, we only met... Benny for like 10-15 minutes. You could tell he was a really good guy.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like he didn't want to scare her and doing anything could to help her out. And
yeah,
he did all the right things if the system wasn't corrupt.
Yeah, exactly.
Which makes you wonder how far it goes. Like
yeah, I know
who these just people are, what they're actually doing. You know? Because we know that she was talking to that Russian guy. When she was in, the tank and stuff and talking and, figuring out what they're saying.
Yeah. But
we don't know much else of what was happening.
No. No, we don't.
So we don't actually know what they were trying to do when the gate opened. They weren't trying to open the gate. Because the gate caused them more problems than anything.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were just trying to have her go and do the communicating. But...
Yeah. And then... But I don't know why she's communicating with... Trying to communicate with, the monster? I don't understand that.
That part, he literally said, he's like, okay, today we're going to make contact. Okay. They didn't know what the monster was.
Yeah.
And that first time they heard it and they saw it, they were like, oh my god, what is that?
Okay.
And they wanted to find out more, and they said, well, today we're going to make contact. And when she touched it, it created the...
No, it wasn't her touching it. It was she touched it, it turned around, and then she screamed, and it opened the... Her screaming and going hysterical opened the hole, the gate. Because her when she screams, bad shit happens.
Oh, okay.
I think it was the correlation with her being that upset and just a terrified little girl, and I think that's what happened, and that's why she thinks that she caused it.
Yeah.
Because that's a normal reaction when you see that thing.
her powers would have just went off the charts.
That's what happened, yeah. I don't think it was the touch. I think it was when she touched him, it turned around, and then she did that ear-piercing scream, same thing she did at the end.
Yeah, when she got rid of it, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. So we don't know what happened to her, because she, disappeared into a ton of pieces.
Yeah.
And
that's, now that you say that's how she opened it seems fitting that's how she... Tried to close it,
Yeah. I guess it does make sense, but some people don't think she's on the other side. Some people think she's still on our side.
Really?
Yeah. And he's just hiding. But I really should watch the end again, because I thought I saw Christmas lights, in the forest when he was walking towards her, but I can't be sure.
Okay.
So I think that if they're Christmas lights, that meant she was on the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not sure. And I think she would be able to use her powers and just transfer food back and forth.
Yeah.
And if they can transfer food, what else could they transfer to her? that could be helpful. Can they, like, pass notes and...
Yeah.
And try to help each other out and...
So it would be, like the creature created soft spots, like, opening between the worlds, you know, and stuff could easily go through.
Yeah. It seemed like the creature didn't go very far.
No.
Like, based on in the real world, but when they were in... On the other side, it seemed like it was going much further.
Yeah,
because exactly. The school was further away.
Yeah, he went to the school was further away.
But, you know, the school going that far would have made sense because there was, like, so much blood that would have attracted him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because literally, like, probably a dozen people bled to death because she freaked out.
Yeah.
Like.
Yep.
That's not a good way to go.
No.
You're bleeding from the eyeballs. Oh my god. I've never. Oh, that's just the worst. That's got to be the worst way to go.
Yep. Brain hemorrhage.
Oh god. So yeah, it's just. It's crazy. And what the hell happened to Will?
Oh. Yeah, that was really weird when they found him. It was like he's all hooked up Matrix style.
Yeah. And I think that's how the slugs or whatever got in him.
That's, yeah.
Because everyone's saying that, like, Hopper, Nancy, and...
Joyce
were all in there without their helmets, but I don't think anything was airborne. They just said that it was toxic in there, but I don't think anything was airborne. I just think if you breathe it too long, you could die.
And it was just weird because, it couldn't have been that toxic because Will was in there for a long time.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing good.
No, he wasn't.
He was barely alive.
If it was really toxic, you wouldn't be able to last in there for even an hour.
Yeah, he was in there for like, I don't know how long.
He was in there for over a week.
Was it?
Yeah, it was over a week.
It had to have been because they found his body and there was a funeral. It's crazy.
Yeah, they said it was, over a week.
Wow, yeah.
So I remember before they... you know, really got into figuring out what was going on, they had said it was a week.
Yeah. So I wonder if the slugs that he, like, spit into the drain, I wonder if that was the first time, because that was a month later.
Yeah, and I don't think it was, because he was, you know, he calmly got up and said, oh, I need to go, forgot to go wash my hands.
Well, that's just, like, if you have an icky feeling, like, you might dismiss yourself.
I think he would have been a little more freaked out.
But he was more freaked out when he came back. Like, he, like, knew something was wrong. Like, he didn't know something was really wrong until he came back.
To the table, you
Yeah.
mean? Okay.
Where he, like, you know, if you're like, oh, well, I don't know, my stomach feels weird, you might dismiss yourself and go to the bathroom. But, like, when he came back, they were like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, like, so, I don't know. I feel like that could be a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been the first time it happened, because... I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
And hiding it and then letting it go down the drain are, like, the worst things you can do.
Yeah, exactly. Especially for something like that.
I think they're going to need 11's help again, if he survives.
Yeah.
But...
Or if he transforms.
Yeah, I read something this morning and said, like, you know, like, he's not the only one in trouble now. Like, basically,
oh, yeah.
Because of all this, like...
Yeah, because they crossed over and they made that connection, so now it's like...
Yeah.
What else could be in that world,
you know? Yeah, there's no way that world only has one monster in
it. Exactly. Especially since we saw what looked like an egg that was broke open.
Yeah, is it another monster?
Yeah,
or...
it looks
And also
suspicious.
This monster is, like, impossible to hurt. They had it on fire for how damn long?
I don't think it was on fire for that long.
It was
quite a while. They had it trapped and everything. And I was trying to think of that, too. I'm like, you know, they hurt it with the bat full of nails.
Yeah.
But the bullets weren't doing anything, which didn't make sense. And thus, I was thinking that if it can, like, phase walk, it could kind of, like, phase halfway out and the bullets would just go through it.
Okay.
And still stay in this world. If it has powers like that, because I'm like, they unloaded every bullet that they had in that whole town on that thing, and it didn't do anything. And they hit it with a bat a couple times, and it was, like, bleeding like crazy.
That's true.
You know, and they...
But it seems like it healed itself, like...
It had to do something.
But not exactly when it crossed over, because it was still bleeding, and that's how they
found it. On the other side, it was bleeding, but I think it was because of the bear trap that kept it in... this world.
Yeah.
Kept it from phasing at all.
Okay.
I think that might have had something to do with it. Except he finally, you know, he finally had enough chance to...
Is he actually... Well, he did phase, because he phased in the hallway.
Yeah, he just disappeared in the hallway.
But he's not really phasing. He's coming in through entrances. But that was the one time he phased through.
Well, when he took Will.
Oh, yeah, he did that
And too. Barbara. Like, he was That's on them true. In a second and just gone. There's no chance for one of those. Those gates are really slow.
Yeah.
So he must be able to just touch things and phase out with them.
I was reading some articles today about that. They're just like, Barbara, you just weren't cute enough. Nobody cared about you.
Oh, poor Barb.
Nobody cared about her.
No.
Like, oh, well, even when she died, like, I understand you're in a crisis situation, but Nancy was just like, she cried for like 30 seconds and then she's like, okay, let's assess the situation. Like, her, Barb totally got fucked over because she was, like, having sex with Steve.
Yeah.
Stupid Steve.
Yeah, because Nancy was, yes.
Yeah. There's memes all over that are like, yeah, this is what it's like to be the third wheel. The ultimate third wheel.
Yeah. That's terrible. That's the worst third wheel ever.
It is. Like, she was literally getting torn apart, probably, like, yeah. Or whatever, and
yep.
Nancy's like, oh, Steve,
yep.
Which was such a bad choice. I don't like that she went back to Steve.
That was kind of weird.
I think they did it just to mess with us for season two.
Yeah, that like, could be.
Because in season two, they'll have, like, okay, yeah, Steve's stupid, we'll get you with Jonathan.
Yeah, I don't know, and then I don't know if they would have been the best couple either.
Why not?
I know they had all their moments and everything, but he's really weird. He's really out there and creepy.
Yeah.
But I mean, deep down, he's definitely a way nicer guy than Steve.
Yeah.
Steve's a douche.
Yeah, I don't like Steve.
Nope.
Nope. Nope. Nope. Hi, hey, Trio.
Oh my God.
I have a dog in my lap. Uh-huh. So yeah, I don't know. I don't like Steve.
No, I'm not a fan of Steve. Jonathan was much better.
Yeah.
The only thing about Steve is that he came back and helped with the monster, even though he was pretty freaked out at the time.
Yeah. But he saved everyone. He saved yeah. both of them. I think yeah, they both would have been dead if he hadn't come in. Because yep. he was seconds from killing. Like, the monster was going to kill Jonathan, like, any second then, and then after that it would have just been
yeah.
okay, well, let's get Nancy.
I know, yeah, because she
would have got barbed. Like,
she unloaded her gun on that, and that gun I understand, because that was just a little 38, but the other, all the soldiers had machine guns, and they're just like, yeah, not doing anything to it.
And also, how badass is it that she was the one with the gun, because he was like, okay, yeah, I don't know how to use this, you do it.
Yeah.
I love that.
She was a better shot, which was
so
cool.
Much better. That's not, you don't ever see that. The no. girl's like, okay, I'll carry the gun, because you don't know what you're doing. Like,
yeah, that was awesome. Really cool. And that was one of the things I absolutely loved about the entire show, the way it was written, was everything was, you know, aside from all the crazy sci-fi and other dimensions and
realistic.
Stuff, it was very realistic.
Like, it was a Netflix show, yes.
Like, it was. It was amazing. Like,
it was really realistic.
How insane was it that the kids were like, okay, we need to go against this thing, and we're going to do this. We have to get supplies and all this stuff.
Oh,
and
I know.
They come up with a wrist rocket with rocks to shoot at the thing. And I'm like, that's like so, like, 9 or 10 year old kid. That's
yeah, it is.
That's like perfect, spot on, you know?
It definitely
and
is.
I loved that's that like, scene so much where yeah. they're like, what was his name? I forget what their names are now.
I don't remember either.
But the one kid comes and dumps out the bag, and he's like, I've got this and this, and, you know, I've got a knife, and I got all this stuff. And
yeah.
then the other kid comes out.
They're all from Nam.
Yeah, exactly.
This is from Nam, and this is
yep,
from Nam.
Yeah, exactly. He's got all these weapons and actual supplies, and then the other kid comes up, dumps his bag out, and it's all food.
Yep. And then Eleven eats it all.
Yeah, she eats all the snacks. That was great.
That's why they didn't do very well that night.
I guess not, yeah.
She took the snacks. Yeah, it was just amazing.
Yeah. Is it? I mean, and it definitely, the way they wrote it was so good, because it definitely took kids to figure out that situation.
Yeah, it did. And
it had to take kids' imagination to figure out that situation.
I hope their science teacher gets more respect next season.
Yeah.
I hope they actually let him in on it next season because he was a great help.
No, they can't let him in on it because it's so much funnier that they're like, sensory deprivation tank. How do I do this? Just out of curiosity.
It's like, why do you want to know? It's just for fun.
Just for fun.
But I need to know now, not Monday. Like, yeah, what?
Exactly. And it, oh my god, that's kind of like a comic relief part of the show.
Yeah.
Like, they have him, he's so in the dark, but he's like such a nerd himself into science that he's willing to like tell them everything they need to know.
And he must be quite a scientist. Like, why is he a science teacher?
Yeah.
Like, right? Oh my god. I don't even.
His application for the lab probably got rejected.
Probably. Too good.
He knows too much.
He has the crazy mustache. That's probably what did it.
Yep.
Oh, nope. Your mustache? Nope.
Yep. Mustache is too good.
Too good. Yep. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
I was so afraid he was going to die.
I know. When that lady showed up,
evil
I was like.
Evil blonde chick.
I was like, oh no.
No.
It's the murdering grandma looking lady.
Ah, what an evil lady. Because she looks so nice, and then she's just like, here's a gun and a silencer that I'm going to kill you with.
Yeah, that was completely unexpected.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, terrible. when he opened the door and it was her, I was so afraid for him.
I was, He just wants Friday night date nights. That's all
yeah,
he wants.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's Stranger Things is amazing.
Oh, yeah, such a good show.
I
wish there was more episodes.
I know. 8 was not enough. Come on.
No, not at all.
Not enough. So good. I hope they're in production for season 2.
Oh, you would think they would have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about the show was, like, just so perfect.
Even Eleven's hair right now, like, the actress. Oh, there's too many names.
Millie.
Yeah. Even Millie's hair right now it's like a slight pixie, which could be good. It could be in production, because if like a month later or whatever, her hair's probably starting to grow out because she doesn't have to wear electrodes and crap anymore. So
yeah, you would think that they would just
keep still going, be working please on just it. Keep going. Yeah, so good. What's your deal? You're making weird faces.
I'm good.
So yeah, that's Stranger Things. We've also. We just picked up some Eldritch Moon from Magic.
Yeah, the new set for Magic.
And we only drafted one set, or we did a draft set.
We didn't actually get to play it. But we drafted, and we had our decks built, and then we ran out of time to actually play them.
Yeah.
But just drafting it makes me kind of sad.
I hate double-sided stuff, and now, excuse me, we have the meld mechanic, and that's just annoying.
You have to get two different cards, and on the back, you put them together to build one giant card.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of the transform, just because it makes drafting a pain. And if you really like to draft like we do, which is pretty much the only time we play Magic, is drafting.
Yeah.
And it is a pain to try and draft those double-sided cards.
They're so annoying. I hate them. I'll even if I have a card that works for me, I chances are I won't even use it. Unless it's really good, because I just don't want to deal with the hassle of using one of those double-sided cards.
Yeah, no, it's like, okay.
Even if it's like, I have to go, okay, I can use this with the set I drafted, but is it worth using the double-sided card? And normally it's a no, unless it's like really, really, really good.
And then you have to find the card with the names on it and mark it off and then put that in the deck so you can't see where that card is in your deck, and it's like.
And then you have to kind of hide your card to the side to whip it out when you're ready. It's like just.
I always feel like, okay, I don't want anyone to see this because I'm going to use it. It's kind of good. But it's like, really?
I hate
it. It's such a hassle. I hope they don't keep doing it in the next set.
Yeah, I just don't like it. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. I mean, I get the concept, which is cool, and it goes with the story, but it's still, as strictly as a Magic player playing the game, it's a pain.
And also, like, it's one of those things where it's annoying when you're storing it, too, because you don't know it's on the other side when you have it in, like, a sleeved in a,
I know. You have
a binder.
You really have to put all of those cards in binders just so you can flip and say, okay, well, this is this card.
No, it's just not fun. I don't like it.
No, don't care for that.
Yeah, hopefully there's some good mechanics. We haven't really played, but it's just, like, a little disappointing to see the double-sided cards.
Yeah, and the meld cards.
Yeah.
Like, but, I mean, it looks cool on the board. It's impressive. You have this giant card and this big creature.
But it's also obnoxious. Like, I hate, like, trying to set up a magic in front of you. Like, it's just a pain in the ass, like, to have your land and your graveyard and your like, regular cards here. And I just, like, I am too OCD and I never know where to put anything. And just having, like, a giant freaking card now is just going to kill me. Yeah. I'm never going to use them.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like that and I hate mechanics like that. And I'm like, I'm too lazy to do that.
Because it doesn't look nice when it's on the table. It doesn't
look nice and it's just... Where you have to get both cards in your hand. You have to, or like, get out on the table and to use it, and it's just dumb.
Yeah.
So you're going to need, if you want to be able to find it, you're going to have four of each, and that's eight cards out of your stupid, no way, it's dumb.
Yeah, it's tough, unless you have, you know, unless you can search those cards.
Yeah.
Then you're basically building a deck around the big cards, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, I have to have this to search this, and then I have to have this one to find this one. It's, like, not worth building. And we're back after a short intermission because the noon siren started going off, and we didn't think you wanted to hear that.
Yeah. We don't even live that close to it, but it's really loud.
There's one, like, right down the street. Is it? Yeah, okay. It's pretty close.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
And
annoying.
It lasts a long time, too.
Yes, it goes for a whole minute, so. Ugh.
Yeah. Only a minute, it feels like forever.
Yeah, it goes for a minute, but it feels a long time.
So loud.
And in the recording world, a minute is a long time.
That is true. And this thing picks up all those
things. Yeah, it does. It's ridiculous. It's really good.
So
yeah, we finished griping about Eldritch Moon.
I mean, I'm sure it's fun when we play it, but, like,
yeah,
enough for the double-sided crap already, please.
I know. It's much easier.
Until then, I'm going to just play none of the double-sided crap, and then I'll make my own not double-sided magic.
Yeah.
I'll have to do that
till then.
Okay, so
we just picked up my first Stone Age.
Which, because Stone Age is one of our favorite board games, like, ever. I think it's probably, like, our favorite board game.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite games.
Because the regular Stone Age is a worker placement, and it's really fun.
Yeah, but that one is a little intense for the younger.
It's not too bad, but
there's a lot of math.
There's a lot of figuring.
Yep.
A lot of planning. Yep. Too much planning.
A lot of math, a lot of strategy.
Yeah. And my first Stone Age takes out, like, all of the dice rolling and all of that. It's not so much chance. Although, God, that one time took forever because nobody built a hut. We threw all the tiles and then
we didn't know where it was.
Yeah.
Because instead of rolling the dice to determine what resources you get, there's green tiles that you put all the way around the board.
They're supposed to resemble forests.
They're supposed to be like the forest, and you pick one and you flip it over, and whatever's on the back of it is what you do for your turn. So there could be a dice pictured on there, which is the number of spaces you move on the board, which determines what resource you get, or there'll be just a picture of a resource.
Or a hut.
Immediately go there and get that resource, and then if you get the picture of the hut, that means you're allowed to build a hut if you have the resources for it. And once you build a hut, you flip all the tiles back over, and you can switch two of them. So it's kind of like a little bit of a memory game, too.
It is.
So you have to remember where that hut was put, so once you get your resources, you can, I'm going to grab the hut tile and build quick.
Yeah, and it's all the huts take 2 to 3... resources, I believe.
Yeah, between some 2 and 3 resources.
Some of them are 2 identical ones and some are...
Yeah, it's either 2 of the same or 3 different ones.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and it was really fun. We played it with our daughter,
four
years old.
Yeah.
And she did really well.
Yeah, by the end of the first game we played, she looked at me and she goes, "I have the stuff to build that one." And I was like, AJ, let her win. She figured it out.
Because
I think
literally,
because you were like, you were.
I didn't have enough.
Oh, I thought you had enough.
No, I didn't have enough. She won. She won on her own, fair and square. She's like, I have enough to do this, but she didn't know where the hot tile was.
No, she knew where the... Oh, where the memory...
She didn't know... Yeah, she didn't remember where the tile was to build the hut, but I remembered where it was, but I did not have the resources to do it. So if she would remember where that was, she would have immediately won the game. So I was like, okay,
we just pick this one. We nudge her for the memory part
at this point. I was like, okay, pick the hut.
It's a lot to remember. Sometimes we even get tripped up.
I mean, for her at that age to recognize, okay, I have these three resources, which matches these three pictures on the cart, on the hut that can be built. And she had three huts to pick from.
Yeah.
And she figured it out, or like, that is awesome.
It's her first time playing.
First time ever playing. She got it.
She just turned four, so it was really exciting.
Like, so yeah, that was a lot of fun. And there's really cute dog tile.
Yeah, there's a cute dog.
If you get the dog, you can use it to substitute for any one of the resources. It's a wild card.
And the pieces are just, they're awesome. They're giant wooden pieces.
Big wooden pieces, easier for the kids to grab. And you have a little stand that you build where the huts are actually, instead of just the square cards like in the regular game, they're big, heavy, you know, cardboard pieces, and you can stand them up inside this little stand, so it looks like you have
a little village
right in front of you.
Super cute.
That's really cool.
It's for 2 to 4 players, and it was really fun. I can't wait to play with her again.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to play with her.
Yeah, we like that, and she loves Brandon the Brave.
Yes, Brandon the Brave is her other game that she really
likes. Which is really cool because it's a tile placement game.
Yep. You literally build the board as you go. And
she's really good at it.
She always wins that
She one. Always wins Brandon the Brave. We try so hard to win, and she always wins. It's not fair.
She always picks the right tiles at the right time.
So, those are, like, some fun kid games we've been playing. I think that's about it, because we have to go get some geeky tattoos.
Yes, we have an appointment for new tattoos.
Yay!
Exciting.
I'm excited. It's been like, it's 7.5 years or something like that.
7 years.
7 years for.
Yeah.
And then, it's been like 5.5 years since I've gotten one, but seven since we got our first one.
It's been like seven since my first tattoo.
You only have one tattoo.
That's crazy.
So you're getting your second tattoo today.
Woohoo!
I'm getting my third and fourth.
Yeah, you are.
We're both doubling our tattoo number.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, thank you for listening to Geek and Beast Radio.
Yeah.